wrapped up his European trip in Finland, meeting with NATO's newest member and other Nordic leaders. As the conflict in Ukraine casts a pall over the continent's future, VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Dakaswara reports.
President Joe Biden swung through Finland's capital, assuring NATO's newest member of the alliance's commitment. He sought to calm European fears that a change in U.S. administration may mean uncertain transatlantic ties.
I absolutely guarantee it. There is no question. There's overwhelming support from the American people.
Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, once called NATO obsolete, creating anxiety among allies. Now there are two more members of the alliance, with Sweden set to join soon. Finnish President Sauli Niinistö said the country feels more secure. Patsy Dakaswara, VOA News, Helsinki.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's top diplomat to discuss thorny issues as part of efforts to nurture talks on the sidelines of the regional diplomatic meetings in Indonesia. The United States officials said Blinken stressed the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the region. Blinken also addressed Russia's war in Ukraine and said that Russia's President Vladimir Putin has already lost in terms of what he was trying to achieve in Ukraine. He says this is all about, for Putin, erasing Ukraine from the map, ending its independence.
And we strongly support any country that can find a way to forward toward a just and durable solution, one that is consistent with the UN Charter, territorial integrity, independence, and sovereignty. But thus far, as I said earlier, we haven't seen any signs from Russia that it's actually willing to engage in meaningful diplomacy and end the war that it started.
And this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin.